The Trump crypto pump is here. In today's very special episode, we are going to reveal the number one altcoin pick that is about to massively pump based on the new Donald Trump administration.
This is the only USA-based small cap crypto project that Donald Trump is undoubtedly going to pump 100x.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we have a very special episode. The Donald Trump crypto pump is here. And we've looked at every altcoin and found one specific project, which is a small cap gem, and is about to take advantage of all of the tailwinds that the new Donald Trump administration is about to put into play. And we think, based on his election, this thing could 100x.
Time is absolutely running out here because once Trump gets into office, everything's going to change in the crypto landscape. Right now, we're seeing a lot of front running because they know, look, once Trump gets into office, everything's going to change. What did he say? He's going to make America the crypto capital of the planet. Mm-hmm. One of the most recent headlines that came out, which really caught our eye, and we have to draw attention to this project because it is literally one of the only USA-based crypto mm-hmm. projects out there. Mm-hmm. There is a couple like Hedera and XRP or whatever, but they have what, $5 billion, $50 billion market caps. You're going to see a 1 to 2X off that. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Like, it's not even worth investing into those projects. But when you find a small cap that fits the narrative and can potentially do a 100X, this is where the eyes need to go. And the most recent headline was that he's going to scrap crypto gain tax on U.S. issued cryptos.
That's crazy.
No crypto gains tax on U.S. issued cryptos. There are no U.S. issued cryptos because they were so fearful of what the SEC was going to do to these projects. So a lot of these projects start up overseas, and that's where they're headquartered now. So they're stymied.
Yeah.
Luckily for this one, they've already done all the framework. They've worked hand in hand with the U.S. government to ensure that they are where they need to be. Now they can actually capitalize when Trump gets into office in January.
For sure. So before we reveal the name of the project, let's just talk about what the Donald Trump administration is going to do for crypto and why this is so bullish for this project. So we know that he's come out and he said he wants USA to be the home of Bitcoin, the home of crypto. And we know how much he loves USA first, America everything, right? So that's why we're looking at America-based crypto companies. He's brought on Charles Hoskinson to help, you know, the Cardano guy, to help regulating the altcoin sector. Gary Gensler has stepped down as the SEC chair. They've even talked about bringing in a crypto person as the SEC chair. Donald Trump has even said they're going to be possibly creating a new crypto position in the White House. So all the writing in the wall is there, and just wait until they're actually in power and they can actually start doing things. What we're going to see is the USA government start to foster innovation, bring founders into America, and all for the few crypto projects that are actually already based out of America that comply with all the regulations and have been doing things slow and steady. I think that they're going to be putting money behind these projects because they want crypto and America to be synonymous. So, you know, I think for our industry, obviously Donald Trump, as you can see by the price action in Bitcoin, was a very good thing. But what we want to do now in this episode is look further into the altcoin sector and say, look, which altcoins that are USA-based are specifically ready for Donald Trump to absolutely pump them?
And there's not many. So shall we reveal?
So this is the reason why we like this.
Yeah.
This is not only a USA-registered LLC in Wyoming. this is not a meme coin. This is a legitimate company that is solving real world problems, partnered with top corporations in the world, such as Nvidia, such as HP, working with all the best names in crypto. So the number one altcoin, the small cap gem that we think is positioned best to ride the tailwinds of the Trump crypto pump, is AxenDAO, AXGT.
There's a reason for this. They fall into a category known as decentralized science. It's a crypto-powered sector aimed at revolutionizing how the scientific research is conducted, funded, and shared. The market cap of the entire decentralized science sector is $1.5 billion. Sounds like a lot. It's not. The DeFi sector has a market cap of $150 billion. Mm-hmm. So just the DeFi sector alone can quite possibly do 100x. So what is the standalone project that is US-based that is already now seeing all the attention? It's AxenDAO. I hope you guys enjoy watching this show. And if you do, please hit that thumbs up, because if you go on to Google Trends right now and type in decentralized science or DeFi, you'll see that it was flat for ages. And recently there's been this huge spike. Where did you find out about decentralized science first? On this show. So we like to be early. We know what's going to come. We put our thinking hats on. We look into the future. Look at what CZ, the ex-founder CEO of Binance, is doing. He's working with Vitalik, and they're attending these decentralized science, what are they, like?
Conferences
yeah. and get-togethers. You have Brian Armstrong, the CEO of Coinbase. He's pushing, he's backing decentralized science. You have VCs jumping in. Decentralized science is one of the few, I think, industries that will actually onboard the masses that we're all so wanting to jump into crypto. It's not going to be DeFi because it's too complicated. Mm. People don't know how to work MetaMask and get all these APYs and all these things. But everybody needs health.
Yeah.
So decentralized science is going to, they have physical products, they got software. Decentralized science is going to bring the masses. We are early to a sector, and this is the one project in the US.
Yeah, like if the whole Donald Trump thing backing USA-based crypto projects and AxenDAO, AXGT being one of the only US-based crypto projects at a small market cap didn't already convince you that AXGT can do 100x from here, the fact that DeSci is having its moment, like we're seeing decentralized science actually be covered by mainstream media outlets for the first time ever. And the entire sector, as you mentioned, is still very much undervalued. And AxenDAO, when you look at the, you know, that DAO treasury list of how much money is in each DeSci project's DAO to fund science projects, AxenDAO, which is by far the king of the sector, is 300 million, right? Their market cap is still under 100 million. And all the other projects have like 2 or 3 million in their DAOs. So when you're comparing AxenDAO to other projects in the sector, you have to put AxenDAO first by far, and everyone else second, third, fourth, whatever, right? So like they're definitely the king of the sector. And again, like what you just said, gaming projects appeal to gamers. Gambling projects appeal to gamblers. DeFi projects appeal to traders. But healthcare projects, every person in the world with a pulse knows what healthcare is, because you want yourself to, well, you know, most people want themselves to be healthier, right? They understand the need for healthcare, and they understand the problems with traditional healthcare systems, especially in America, where their healthcare system is not in good shape.
A new RFK guy, what's his name? He's going to be
big changes coming in there. So when you think about, all right, we have USA, Trump is coming in, he's going to make USA the home of crypto. Then we have the science sector, which everyone understands, which is just starting to trend now. That is why I think the timing could not be perfect for the intersection of these massive catalysts for a small cap gem like AXGT to absolutely rip and do another 100x from where it is today. Like, I think it's going to happen.
Anybody who's followed this show in the past knows that we already have the NVIDIA partnership that is being worked on. NVIDIA is working hand in hand with AxenDAO in terms of what they're trying to bring to the space, which is this new Cure ring. So the Cure ring, it's going to be this ring, very similar to the Aura ring. And you're going to be able to connect every piece of data that you already contribute and get nothing for. So whether that's your Google Fit, whether it's your Garmin, your Apple data, Fitbit, everything can be now collected and put into this Cure OS. It's a Cure operating system that is going to revolutionize the way that you live. So some stats they provided us with, they'll be able to, it's like AI health detected health patterns. Mm. 3 to 5 years before symptoms show up by wearing this ring. Metabolic optimization, increasing lifespans by 7 to 12 years by contributing this data through this ring. Mm. So this software, it takes all the data and it this ring and the operating system is going to take all this data and it's going to calculate it using this AI stuff that they're working with NVIDIA for to help detect early disease detection in your body. It's like there's no other project doing that. And it had to have less than $100 million market cap. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you weren't already convinced by the Donald Trump crypto tailwinds, if you weren't already convinced by the entire DeSci sector, which ActionDAO is the leader of tailwinds, well, think about why the timing is perfect, because right now, ActionDAO is about to reveal and launch the Cure Ring and Cure OS, which is the one piece that will tie their entire ecosystem together, and it's actually a consumer-facing product, right? So the valuation of Aura Ring is $2.5 billion. The valuation of ActionDAO at time of recording, under $100 million. And then you tie into the fact of the whole crypto thing, which is a massive exploding thing in America, and the whole DeSci thing. We already know that they're working with all these giants, NVIDIA, HP, Polygon, all these things. What do you think is going to happen when they launch their ring, prove to everyone that you can actually get paid for contributing your data that you're just selling to these giants? They're going to have massive backing from the crypto Trump administration. They could potentially get a real partnership with NVIDIA, which comes with an investment from NVIDIA of no less than $20 million direct to ActionDAO. And the ring hasn't launched yet, so this is still early days for a company because their flagship product, which is going to get their name out to the masses, still hasn't launched yet, right? And what we're hearing from the background of ActionDAO is they're looking to raise, and they are about to raise, $500 to $100 million in private capital, which is going to help take away sell pressure from the token, right? Because right now, AXGT, it's a crypto project. Sometimes they have to fund things with the token. But when they're going to get $50 to $100 million in venture capital money behind them, that's going to decrease sell pressure on the token, and all the stuff they're launching is going to increase buy pressure on the token. Now, of course, this isn't financial advice, but when you have decreased sell pressure and increased buy pressure, which way does the token go?
It goes up.
It goes up. So I don't know.
I mean, that's a great thing when you have a company that has been around since 2014. They didn't just start yesterday. They started in 2014. It was founded as a digital health startup. So they were already working with all these different healthcare providers, which is why they're already so well connected and able to do the distribution of these rings and able to work with all these scientists because they've been around for the past 10 years, right? Not only do they have the Cure OS, which is going to collect all your data and then use the AI algorithm to detect if you're going to have diseases and all these things, but then they also have Psilosis, they have A Plus Voice, they have a number of different projects that are being built within the whole ActionDAO ecosystem. So this is just one little pillar of what could end up being 10 to 20 different projects all building on ActionDAO.
Yeah. We always talk about like Bitcoin is like decentralized finance. BitTensor is decentralized AI. ActionDAO is decentralized science. These are massive pillars of our portfolios and more people need to know about it. And the way, and again, this is like the fourth kicker of why the time is now for AXGT, the way that more people are going to know about it, other than all the stuff we just talked about, is by ActionDAO AXGT starting to get on some tier one and tier two exchanges. Now, we can't confirm anything, but if you read between the lines, if you listen to the ActionDAO spaces, if you go into their Telegram and you listen to the team members talk, you'd see that what they're not interested in doing is listing on shitty exchanges like Mexi.
Yeah.
What they're interested in doing and what it sounds like they're on the path to be doing is listing on tier one and tier twos right away. So I'm, you know, if you look at the names of tier one, you things like Binance or Coinbase or Kraken or BitGet, right? They're going straight to the good ones. That's what we're hoping they do. And I always ask this question on this show, right? Do you want to be an AXGT before Trump gets into power and sends this thing to the moon? Do you want to be an AXGT before decentralized science becomes a household name? Do you want to be an AXGT before the ring comes out and before they get on tier one exchanges? Or do you want to wait and get in after this thing's already exploded and all these amazing catalysts that we've been talking about for so long have actually happened? So do you want to be early or do you want to be late? On this show, we always like to be early.
Yeah, and if you want more people to find out about ActionDAO and AXGT, share this episode with somebody else that it would be interested in decentralized science or is getting new into crypto, because I'm telling you right now, more and more people are going to learn about this, whether it's today, tomorrow, or the next couple of months, because that ring is coming and the future of AI and healthcare is coming through ActionDAO.
Trump is coming and he's going to send USA crypto projects to the moon. There just aren't that many USA crypto projects.
No, Google it. Look it up. Try to find some.
Yeah, like that was, if you could take one thing away from this episode, it's like, look, ActionDAO is the most legit small cap USA-based crypto project. Trump is coming. USA-based crypto is going to absolutely rip. Then you look at decentralized science. Then you look at what they're about to launch. Then you look at the whole exchanges things. ActionDAO is probably going to outperform the entire market. So don't fade ActionDAO AXGT.
Make sure you tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.